protesters in Thailand came out en masse on Sunday, again defying a ban on protests against Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and the powerful monarchy. Demonstrations have gone on despite the arrest of dozens of protesters and their leaders, the use of water cannons on protesters, and shutdowns on much of Bangkok's metro rail system in an effort by authorities to quell over 3 months of demonstrations. Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on Sunday, demanding the resignation of veteran President Alexander Lukashenko, and officials threatened to use firearms against the protesters. Belarus is a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia. It's been rocked by strikes and weekly street protests since authorities announced that Lukashenko, who has ruled since 1994, had secured re-election on August 9th with an alleged 80% of votes. Security forces have detained more than 13,000 people since the election, including all major opposition leaders who had not left the country. Opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who ran against Lukashenko and then fled to Lithuania, urged the president to quit by October 25th or face worker strikes that would paralyze the country. An 11th person was detained in France on Sunday, police said, as French authorities investigated the murder of Samuel Paty, a history teacher who was beheaded by a suspected Islamist in an attack that stunned the country. Satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo, whose offices were attacked in a mass killing 5 years ago, was among groups organizing a tribute to Paty in Paris on Sunday. The teacher was killed. The teacher who was killed had shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a discussion on freedom of expression. This is VOA News. Pope Francis expressed